There will be much to say about this week's dramatic coincidence. Brian Williams gets a 6-month suspension by NBC News for his false statements about his experiences in the Iraq War and Hurricane Katrina. And Jon Stewart of The Daily Show on Comedy Central says he's leaving the program that he built into a news source more trusted than the old networks he so loved to poke fun at.
17 years is the longest I have ever in my life held a job.
Put the red X on the calendar, people.
February 10th, 2015.
That's the day it ended. It's all over, folks.
Pay no attention to that man behind the curtain.
That's right. The curtain comes down. There is no wizard. The old network anchorman era, conscience of a nation, father figure, trusted handholder of America era is over.
Good evening from the CBS News Control Center in New York.
This is the CBS Evening News with Walter Cronkite.
Dan Rather reporting.
This is World News Tonight with Peter Jennings.
Good evening. When this day began on Capitol Hill...
It's not the questions that get us in trouble. It's the answers. And just as important, no one person has all the answers. That's nightly news for this Wednesday night. I'm Tom Brokaw. You'll see Brian Williams here tomorrow night.
Brian Williams, it turns out, was the man behind the curtain. He was no wizard. A flawed, imperfect celebrity who, if he comes back at all, will be so utterly diminished and one-dimensional that he may wish he was back on cable. Cable, the place where Jon Stewart thrived in a hybrid news phenomenon, part stand-up, part investigative journalism, part columnist. Listen to Stewart as he, on Monday's program, handles the Brian Williams story by masterfully turning it into an indictment of the entire journalistic profession.
The media is right to go after Williams like this. Imagine if you let lies slip into news stories, like a huge pile of them that was disseminated in, say, the New York Times and Meet the Press. I love that now the media pretends that they must guard the crown jewel of their credibility when we've already seen it's Al Capone's vault. But maybe this incident will cause reflection on your part. You'll go back now and look at other instances of media malfeasance that led our country to the most catastrophic foreign policy decision in decades.
The Daily Show has spawned even more adventurous comedic vehicles that drive the American discourse more substantially than the network news. Stephen Colbert, John Oliver, Larry Wilmore. Network, cable, anchor, reporter, these terms cease to have any meaning. Trust, that has meaning. And this is not something you can trust.
I made a mistake in recalling the events of 12 years ago. It did not take long to hear from some brave men and women in the air crews who were also in that desert. I want to apologize. I said I was traveling in an aircraft that was hit by RPG fire. I was instead in a following aircraft.
Inauthentic, hedged with words like mistake and conflated. Trustworthy and authentic sounds more like this. This is Jon Stewart in the first Daily Show after the 9/11 attacks.
This symbol of American ingenuity and strength and labor and imagination and commerce, and it is gone. But you know what the view is now? The Statue of Liberty. The view from the south of Manhattan is now the Statue of Liberty. You can't beat that.
He is the wizard. Jon Stewart goes out on top, having changed the concept of news media forever. And we'll all have to get back to Kansas on our own.
Somewhere over the rainbow.
Joining me now, Bob Garfield, longtime journalist and co-host of WNYC's On the Media. Bob, welcome.
Thank you, John. Nice to talk to you. Thanks for letting me follow that. Really appreciate it.
Oh, now stop. What are your thoughts here? And you don't have to agree with anything I say.
Well, that was a beautifully written essay. Great use of tape. So two thumbs up. What do I think? I think it's hard to imagine life without the Jon Stewart's Daily Show. It's been transformative in media, in politics. He's the voice of reason for the millennials and maybe the generation before them, and nothing like him in the American scene since Will Rogers. Only Will Rogers wasn't on the TV machine, and the guy should be on Mount Rushmore. Plus, we could never have done our show for the last 14 years without him because he did what we do better.
You know, the interesting thing, and let's focus not so much on the comedic elements of The Daily Show, but the fact that they assembled their broadcast by pulling things from the internet, YouTube, dragging samples from the public domain in a way that we all do now, but they were really the pioneers of doing that.
They were. You know, they would not just crack jokes. They used exhibits A, B, C, D, E, and F, plucked from the internet or from broadcast feeds. And I think what's key is that they didn't cheat. You know, you may agree with Michael Moore on his politics, but if you watch his movies, you're kind of cringing because you know he's playing with fiddling with context and with time sequence in order to make a point. And one of the most remarkable things about The Daily Show is that they did not do that. They had more integrity in producing their fake news broadcast than much of the rest of broadcast news has in producing its supposedly real ones. And it's remarkable. And we shall not see the like of him soon.
But we certainly have seen the spawning of the John Oliver Show. They actually hire investigative journalists on that program. Journalism is alive and well. It's just an entertainment form, Bob Garfield. Thanks so much.
My pleasure, John.
More on that on the media, I'm sure, on WNYC and NPR. Bob Garfield was a longtime journalist and co-host of WNYC's On the Media.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.